Preface. This book was inspired by my nursing education and also the culmination of my author career and the direction I chose to take in my healing modalities. Through extensive research and personal experience on my journey to become a healer, I've allocated these areas for devotional toward your life. If you focus on these areas, I believe they hold the key to living your best experience. When I was in school, when I was in college, we had to do these massive nursing reports that would take nearly a week to complete. We would study patients in the hospital, then return and create detailed nursing reports based on nursing diagnoses. These diagnoses are similar to a doctor's diagnoses, but they are tailored for nurses to care for patients on a one-to-one level. There are hundreds of nursing diagnoses, but I have selected specific diagnoses that directly relate to the most vital aspect of health and healing, and that is readiness. These readiness diagnoses, from what I have studied, can be applied to any patient, to any person, in any situation, and they will improve that person's life. Other diagnoses are more specialized for specific ailments or diseases, but the readiness diagnoses are universal. They are so powerful that I felt compelled to compile them and release them to the world as public information. Now, without a medical background, you may not understand these diagnoses as they appear in the nursing books. But what I've done here is simplify them so you can apply them in your everyday life, to your own journey, to your family's journey, and if you're a healer, to your friends and community. What's beautiful about these diagnoses is that they're interchangeable and exchangeable. That means you can choose any one at any time to spark healing. You can use any one of them to enhance any area of life. That's how powerful they are. In my view, these are the most important elements in all of Western medicine, and the single most important word among them is readiness. Look at our government. Look at our communities, our schools, our societies. We are simply not implementing what I feel is the most critical set of diagnoses in existence. We're not focusing on being ready. In fact, we're not even trying to be ready. And because we're not building this foundation of readiness, we fall victim to life. We begin to expect to be victims of the next circumstance and the one after that. Life becomes a cycle of victimhood. This victimhood mentality is running rampant, not only in government, but in society, in communities, in families, and in individuals. This book is the key that's needed. It took me a long time to obtain this key, so I could offer it to anyone, any organization, any leader, or any leadership institution. It took me years to even be in a position to study these diagnoses in school, let alone write a book about them. When I was younger, I decided to go to college. The nursing field was extremely competitive. I had to wait 3 to 5 years to get into nursing school, and that was with great grades and an honor roll standing. Before that, I wasn't ready for college. I had just come out of a juvenile facility where I'd spent 8 years alongside other juvenile delinquents. I had emancipated myself at 18 because my mother was not in a position to take care of me. When the state took me at age 12, declaring me a ward of the state, I resisted. I just wanted a family. Before that, from ages 8 to 10, I had been placed with a foster family after my mother was deemed unfit to care for me. That foster family judged me as a troublemaker. But the truth is, I had just lost my family. I was not ready to be raised by strangers. That shallow evaluation led to me being placed in a juvenile delinquent facility for 8 years. So when I came out, I wasn't ready to face the world either. But I still tried. I went to college, and in college I began to realize just how intelligent and bright I was. All those years in facilities and foster homes had conditioned me to feel less than human. But in college, things changed. Even though I still wasn't fully ready, I found fresh air and confidence. I started to excel in my classes. I took pride in my grades. I eventually became so confident that I applied to the highly competitive nursing program with a 3 to 5 year wait list. I was accepted, and I flourished. I had excellent grades. After completing nursing school, I gained deep knowledge of nursing diagnoses, the very foundation of healing as a nurse. But something else happened too. I became an author. All that learning awakened something in me. I suddenly had a desire to write books. I wasn't ready to write books either, but because I had confidence from doing well in school, I said, I can do this. I wrote my first book, a healing book to help people with their pain. Then I wrote a second, a third. This is my 16th book, and I feel this one is among the most important because this is the number one key that people need right now across every level of society. Having studied hundreds of diagnoses, I was able to isolate this concept of readiness, which was surprisingly hidden in our curriculum. It wasn't emphasized at all, but through research, experience, and my own calling as a natural healer, I came to this conclusion. Readiness is the single most important element, not just in Western healing, but also in society, culture, and community. So in this book, I'm giving you every readiness diagnosis found in the official Nursing Diagnoses Handbook. You'll learn one each day for an entire chapter. I've simplified each one so you don't need to understand Latin medical jargon. You'll be able to apply each diagnosis to your life and see transformative results. And I mean that literally in any area of life. Not just healing, not just health, but also finances, relationships, self-development, and personal growth. You can apply these diagnoses to whatever you want to improve. I went to school for years and overcame unimaginable battles just so I could hand you this key. This book, when applied, can completely transform any part of your life.